Hi guys, I'm Tegan.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Beth. This is 10 Years of Five Sauce, a story about 5 seconds of summer.
Others may join us each month, and we will introduce them at the top of each episode. Tonight, you have the four of us, and we will walk you through the 10 Years of Five Sauce project and the beginning of 5 seconds of summer.
So this project really began in July 2020, a whole 18 months before Five Sauce would celebrate their 10th anniversary as a band. One Direction was celebrating their 10-year anniversary, and it suddenly hit me that Five Sauce would celebrate theirs in just a year and a half. So that day, I sat down and told myself that I'd write a book. Yes, an entire book. Quite a wild idea. It would walk readers through Five Sauce's journey from a fan's point of view. I thought I had enough information to do it. I could pull from what I knew, from what other fans knew, interview them, all that kind of stuff. However, I quickly realized that idea was far too ambitious and I did not have the time to write a whole novel about a band. So after securing the media handles 10 years of Five Sauce, I decided to hold off and would try to come up with something else to do. It wasn't until November when I thought about it again and decided to make magazines. Wasn't sure what it was going to turn into, but after a nice 2 minutes of hard thinking, I decided these could be monthly magazines and it could create an entire team of writers, designers, fact checkers, everything. We quickly got to work and released the first magazine on January 3rd, 2021.
One night while I was scrolling on Twitter, I came across the Texas Five Sauce team account retweeting about 10 years of Five Sauce fan project. I quickly submitted an application to join the team and reached out to the account asking for help. That ended up being Beth. I wanted to get more involved by helping oversee the entire initiative and help bring it to life. I'd met Tegan and Haley the previous year because of Five Sauce and started mentioning my excitement for the project with them, and they quickly joined the team.
So what is the project? It is a fan-made magazine that will be published monthly, and each volume will celebrate a year in Five Sauce history. The first edition, which came out this month, celebrated the beginning of 5 seconds of summer, from 1994 to 2011. February's magazine will focus on 2012, March on 2013, all the way up to December, which will be a celebration of 10 years and look toward the future of the band. All of this wouldn't be possible without the 20-plus people involved, the graphic designers, copywriters, timeline builders, everything. The best part? We're all fans. Here are our stories. As I said, my name's Haley. I became a fan of Five Sauce in 2012 after Louis Tomlinson tweeted a link to the Gotta Get Out acoustic video they posted on YouTube. I quickly fell in love with them and went through their channel. I first saw them on the Take Me Home tour opening for One Direction. I've now seen them 9 times and have planned to see them 7 times for their No Shame tour. Tegan and I have been friends since 2013. We both loved One Direction and Five Sauce and bonded over that. Tegan's 16th birthday, we spent the weekend listening to Amnesia and Don't Stop. We used all of our Dave & Buster's tickets to buy the songs. In 2019, Tegan and I had plans to go to the Jingle Ball in Boston and wanted to meet Five Sauce more than anything since I haven't met any of them before. We ran into Lindsay and Caitlin, who's also part of the project, who had the same goal as us. Not only did we meet Lindsay and Caitlin, we met Luke, Michael, Crystal, and Ryan.
My name is Lindsay, and as Haley just said, I met her and Tegan before Jingle Ball in Boston. I love talking about the day because not only did I meet Luke and Michael, but I met my best friends. We were waiting for a while to meet the guys, and just as we were losing hope, as Tegan was riding up the escalator, she pointed out one of the vans that the guys usually travel in was still in the parking lot. 1 foot on the escalator, Haley turned and looked at me. In that moment, we both knew it wasn't time to leave. As we stepped off the escalator to leave, Callum Hood walked through the door. I had met them a few times since becoming a fan in early 2012 when my dad discovered them on YouTube. I first saw them live on the Star Stripes and Maple Syrup Tour in Wallingford, Connecticut. I've seen them a total of 22 times and plan on seeing them 7 times for the No Shame Tour. One of my favorite memories is camping out on the streets of New York City for Five Sauce on the Today Show in 2018. Funny story, I may or may not have skipped my graduation to be there, and I made national television for it. That's also the day that I met Beth.
Like Haley, I became a fan of Five Sauce in November of 2012. I remember getting a haircut, walking to my car, checking Twitter, and right before I drove off, I saw a tweet from Louis Tomlinson about 5 seconds of summer. So I checked iTunes to see what music was available, and the Unplugged EP was available to purchase. So I did just that. I listened to a song, sent it to my friends, and one of them, someone who knows music and pitch and all that pretty well, said they were way too pitchy for her to like. I'll never forget that. I think about it from time to time and just chuckle. So it all spiraled from there. I quickly became a fan, watched all their covers, followed them on social media, all of it. I remember taking a quiz to find out which member should be my favorite, and it told me it should be Luke. So he was my favorite for about 3 years after that. The following year, I watched every twit cam I possibly could, tweeted who knows how many times trying to get a follow, and I was all in.
Hi, I'm Tegan, and like Haley and Beth said, I also became a fan when Louis Tomlinson tweeted about them. From then on, I had been a fan of Five Sauce. As Haley said, we became friends our sophomore year of high school and just shared our love for music and bands. I remember celebrating my 16th birthday the weekend that Five Sauce released their Don't Stop music video. And Haley and I spent the entire weekend listening to the CDs we got at Dave & Buster's. We had the music video on loop for who knows how long, all while driving my aunt insane with it. So I first saw them perform when they opened for 1D on their Where We Are tour on August 8th at Gillette Stadium. I had spent years hoping to get the opportunity to meet them and finally got to December of 2019. I remember getting off the escalator and freezing when I saw Callum standing in front of me. Haley actually had to physically push me forward to walk over and meet them. That day is one of my favorite memories because I got to meet them for the first time and also met two of my best friends as well. That day was actually the last day I saw Five Sauce, or any artist for that matter. I am planning to see them 7 times between going to Paris, California, and a road trip around the Northeast United States during the No Shame Tour. So with this podcast, you will hear more from us about our experience as Five Sauce fans, especially because this project is the story of the band from a fan's point of view. We really want you all to know us and see part of your Five Sauce story in ours. So here's the important question, girls. What's your lane?
Well, thanks for that great question. That is definitely easy to answer. I would say mine is Callum's. Wait, hold on. Mine is Callum, not was Callum's. It is and always will be for the foreseeable future until like another one better.
Have you liked anyone better before?
I started off as a Luke fan, thanks to an online quiz. I can still picture it in my brain, like what that page looked like. It was some janky website. I'm 3 days older than Luke Cummings, and so he's clearly meant to be my favorite. That Cancer energy comes through strong. But yeah, then Luke faded. I became an Ashton girl, mostly because he interacted with me a lot on Twitter at that time. And then Callum said, "You thought," and yeah, he remains superior in my mind. Although Michael, like at shows, I love to be in front of Michael because he's like,
yes,
it's so much fun. So he at on tour, I'm like all for Michael.
100%. Yes. Michael live.
Michael
I've
on
always
stage.
Said it.
Michael Live is another whole other level.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh,
he does not coast. He gives it his all.
He goes hard. He goes hard on stage.
Yes, I agree.
So now for the complicated one. I liked Luke in the beginning, and then I switched to Ashton's lane for a few years. And my friend over here, Haley, liked to call that I was in Ashton's lane for Luke's prime years.
Which was when?
But I'm back to Luke now. All is good.
But
which
wait.
Was the 2015 area.
Row yourself, rock out with your socks out. Also, sounds like Phil's Live is sliffle. Yeah, I don't know if I've told you guys that before.
But no. The girl credit, Bandana Ashton. I liked Bandana Ashton.
Hold on.
But you did like lifting Luke.
That was a missed opportunity, Lindsay. What about Luke dressed up as Bandana Ashton for Halloween?
Oh my god.
That is everything I could ever want and more. That's okay. Lindsay's mind. That lives in her head rent-free.
Honestly, that lived in my mind rent-free. It still does. And then again on the World War Joy Tour in Ashton's jumpsuit lives in my mind rent-free again because he looks so good as Ashton.
Yep, agreed.
So, I mean, I get asked by my friends often, what is the explanation behind that? And I'm here to tell you, I don't have one. I made a choice.
And it was the wrong one.
It was the wrong one. And I'm seeing that now because we sit here and we look at pictures. We watch the old music videos. And I'll be like, oh my God, look how good Luke looks. And somebody.
I always say, well, you didn't like him then. So why do you like him like that now?
I will never live it down, but I still have no explanation. But Luke, I'm back. I'm home. I love you. So I mean
Linz, to defend you on the whole going back and forth thing, I mean, I started as an Ashton girl from the beginning, 100% Ashton girl. Then I kind of started going Ashton and Luke, and then I was like, yeah, definitely 100% Ashton and Luke. Then I was like, nah, Ashton. Then I was like, Ashton, Luke, and Callum. And then I was like, nah, Ashton. Then it was Ashton and Callum. Then it was just Ashton. And now it's Callum. And I'm content with that. 100% Callum Hood.
The thing is that you change over the years. Because we've been at this, what, for 9 years now? And they change over the years. Therefore, it's bound to happen that you're supposed to bounce between people. However, Lindsay, I see you're raising your hand, but continue.
You say that, but then we have Miss Haley Miranda here.
That's what she was segueing into.
I was, so thank you.
You a little jumped the gun a lot by there, Lindsay.
I'm really excited to tell you how loyal you are.
I heard the segue.
I heard the segue.
I heard
the segue on that one.
My time to shine. Since 2012, gotta get out video. Luke Hemmings. And nothing more but Luke Hemmings. You know, I swerve, like, I see a video of Callum, see a video of Luke, see them, I mean Ashton.
Come on, right there, Luke!
See a video of Michael, see them live, and I'm like, oh, wow, Michael looks really good, or Callum looks really good, or wow, Michael on stage. But, like, it's never been longer for, like, 10 minutes. And then I'm just, like, right back in Luke.
I mean, it makes sense. Luke Hemmings, he's very funny, even though I don't think he's always trying to be funny. And he's very talented. And like, how can you not melt when he's over there on the piano by himself singing Lie to Me?
God.
Yeah.
That melted my heart into like the biggest blob. I don't even know how to describe it. It was amazing.
Haley turned to a puddle.
Especially when you like see like the videos of him like smiling so big when the crowd's singing it back and like, oh God, my heart.
Man, I miss being in crowds. Wow, thanks for that visual.
Haley's currently dying thinking about it, just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
She's getting all flustered over here. She's in here playing with her hair.
Getting all giddy like it's a schoolgirl crush.
Turn the AC down, man.
But I think we've all found our lanes.
Tegan, you're bound. Tegan, you're bound.
I am Callum Hood.
Yes, but then also...
No, I am not Callum Hood. I am Callum Hood Lane.
I'm stuck in traffic most of the time, they think, but it's Luke for me.
Girl, I will find an edit and send it to you.
Don't even talk about it. You literally yesterday, you saw a video of Ashton. Yep, Ashton.
And I did not do that. I have not done that. Have I done that?
Yes.
Have I done it? Yes. But do I do it like that?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have my Ashton days. I have my
You
days.
Have your Ashton moments a lot.
Yo, I haven't had Ashton
Tegan,
days.
You're literally sorry. Hurting her.
I haven't had Ashton days. I've had Ashton moments.
Yes, you have.
I was...
You and Caitlin both. All the time. You're like, are you feeling Ashton or Callum today? Oh, I'm feeling Callum. Oh, who are you feeling today? Oh, I'm feeling Ashton. You guys do it every time we're together.
Not me.
No, you don't have days, but you have a lot of moments. I have, like, minimal.
Haley, I respect you so much because you are so loyal.
I know.
And
these hoes ain't loyal.
And that's the truth.
So January is obviously Callum Hood's birthday. So, what are some of your favorite Callum Hood moments? Whether it's a random interview moment, something on stage, when you met him, throw it out there.
Cocktail chats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Especially when he says, how do you do? I'm Callum Hood and I play bass. It's like my favorite part of the whole entire thing. I don't know. I love it so much.
Are we talking about Callum Hood, bassist for 5 Seconds of Summer?
No, I think we're talking about Callum Hood. Basis of 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay, got it. Cool.
Are we talking about Callum Hood introducing himself?
Gotcha.
I think we are. Yeah.
Callum Hood introducing himself.
Valentine.
That's the basis of 5 Seconds of Summer.
Then Valentine. And then when he's like, every time he just keeps backtracking, like, oh, this happened. And then the guys are in the background. They're like, well, no one knows who that is. And he's like,
twist me. I'm twisting, bro.
That well, you like that because I was cashed in.
But the moment itself.
This cocktail chat, Callum, honestly.
I wholeheartedly agree. I know I said Luke was funny earlier, but out of all four, what's his face? Callum is the funniest in the band, like by far. Like,
I'm a Callum girl.
Callum is Callum is by far the funniest in the band, and no one can change my mind. Like,
apparently Luke can.
No, Luke, he's funny. He doesn't know he's funny.
Luke is funny.
Yeah, but like, Callum is like hilarious, and he like plays it well. It's not ignorance because he doesn't know he's as funny as he is. He knows he's funny, and he leverages that.
Like when he tweets at people.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What I would do to get Callum to tweet me back?
Sassing you?
Ask me back. If I could get sassed back by a member of Five Sauce on Twitter, I'd be like.
I mean, getting clowned by him makes you bawl your eyes out. So, I mean, speaking from experience, emotionally, yeah. Kind of embarrassing, kind of amazing at the same time. But, you know, I thrive.
One of my favorite moments is a video where Luke is on the phone with the top. Or, you know, they're calling, you know, Youngblood's charting well. And then Callum comes and goes, "Hey guys, it's Rock Bottom. We missed you here." Yeah. One of his best moments.
That was a good joke.
That was a good one. Again, so funny. Kind of like on that same vibe of just like being able, he's very, what's the word? He's good at, oh my, improv. There we go. So for Halloween, when we had meet and greet during World War Joy, they're all dressed up as each other. Michael is Callum. Callum is Michael. That's what I meant. And my friend went up to Michael and she said, "Oh my god, like congrats to you and Crystal on the engagement." And Callum steps in and goes, "Thank you so much. You've been a lot."
Oh my god.
That's incredible. Oh, you must have been dying.
Oh, I love the pictures of him with Moose and Sal, and then Crystal too. Like for that. Oh, it was good.
He knows his role. He can play whatever it is. So
greatly. A cute moment is when we met him at in Boston, and Lindsay just looks at him and goes, "Callum, I love your hair." And he just got all so smiley and cute and soft.
Like blush. And he was like,
"Thank you." And he like walked away. It was the cutest thing. It was so cute.
Yeah. I made Callum Hood blush, guys. Just want to let that sit for a second.
Great. Begin with yours.
Another amazing thing is when you just like watch him in interviews or like anything with video. His facial expressions.
Double
like,
munch.
He doesn't even hide it. Like, someone will say something, and he's just like, "What the?" And it's amazing, because you know exactly what he's thinking just from his facial expressions.
I just had, like, a revelation. I feel like Callum is constantly like acting as if he were on The Office and like had a documentary crew following him, so you need to like play it up for the camera, but also those gym moments where he like looks into the camera and like, you know what I'm saying,
is that, yeah. Have you cracked the Callum code?
I don't perhaps
this I thought of tentacles.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh my god, his face in that video.
Yeah. So right, like that just blew my mind.
It's so accurate, and it's one of his favorite shows.
Yeah, it is one of his favorite shows. So you know he's like, all right, well,
he's trying to be Jim Halpert.
Yeah,
you know, he plays it well. He plays it well.
He doesn't show his hand like Luke does when it comes to that. But yeah,
especially like the Five Sauce Three, like the diaries when he's like, something like, "Oh, what are we doing? I don't know."
Yep.
Like, the whole entire time,
I still don't know what we're doing.
Hey Mike, do you know what we're doing?
Man, craziness.
That man, I am in love with that man.
He's
that's why my expectations for men are so high. Callum Hood.
You can't see it, but Haley and I both like face palmed / like, I don't even know what you call this, but
shunned,
looked away in shame. I think that's
the way in shame. That's it. Yep. Oh my god.
All right, back to what we were all here for, the history of Five Sauce. The story of 5 Seconds of Summer begins in the suburbs of Sydney. All the guys had normal childhoods and had different memorable moments when they fell in love with music. For Callum, it was when his older sister's friend handed him a CD with American Idiot written permanent marker on the top. For Ashton, he told his friend he could play the drums when he could, in fact, not play the drums. His mom's boyfriend played and taught him. Luke's older brothers played the guitar and drums, so he learned from them. Then Michael fell in love with music after playing Guitar Hero religiously.
Their stories didn't converge until Luke, Callum, and Michael were all in year 9 at Northwest College. They had formed a friendship because of their similar music taste and interest in instruments. In early 2011, Michael asked Luke and Callum if they want to start a band, and that was the true beginning of 5 Seconds of Summer.
Throughout the spring and summer of 2011, Luke, Callum, and Michael posted covers on Luke's infamous YouTube channel, Hemo1996. They covered iconic songs such as Forever My Father, Rolling in the Deep, and Next to You. The band quickly grew a following in Australia, and Michael reached out to the manager of the popular concert venue, the Annandale Hotel, to see if they could play a show. To his surprise, the manager said yes, and the guys had to quickly figure out how to put on a live show, starting with finding an integral piece of the band, the drummer.
Michael had met Ashton at a party previously and sent him a Facebook message to see if he could join them for a show. Ashton agreed and met the guys for a few rehearsals. At the time, Callum was in Brazil for football, or soccer, but Luke and Michael knew right away that Ashton needed to be the band's drummer. They held off until after the Annandale Hotel show before formally asking Ashton to join. On December 3rd, Five Sauce was officially a full band.
For the full history of 1994 to 2011, be sure to visit 10 Years of Five Sauce on Twitter and Instagram. The entire magazine can be found there. In the coming episodes, we will talk through a year in Five Sauce's career, the next being 2012. If you have any stories from Five Sauce in 2012, feel free to DM us on Twitter or Instagram.
This segment is called Who in Five Sauce. The inspiration comes from the wonderful people at You Can't Do That, who basically name which hockey player matches an absurd moment, quote, situation, anything. So let's get started. I'm going to be asking all of you who in Five Sauce does blank, and you'll respond with your gut reaction. Feel free to provide any and all reasoning behind your choice. And if someone has a different opinion, I'll let me know why. So are you ready?
I'm sorry, randomness comes out of my mouth.
Okay. Number one, who in Five Sauce would get a misspelled tattoo? Specifically, no pin, no gain. No P-N, no gain.
That would be Luke. Luke. Or Ashton drunk.
Well, when I was going to say.
When he used to.
I was going to say that would be an Ashton drunk move.
Yeah, when Ashton wasn't sober, it was definitely, that would have been Ashton. But Luke.
Perfect, yeah. I echo your sentiments. All right, number two. Who in Five Sauce would spend 30 minutes searching for a pair of pants they were already wearing?
Luke Hemmings.
Luke, and then I thought Michael.
I was going to say Michael. That'd be a Michael thing, I feel like. Like, I could only imagine him backstage, like, I can't find these, and the guy's being like,
Or if he's, like, playing a video game, and he's trying to get ready in the middle of playing a video game or something. Chris is like, we need to go, and he's like, I'm trying to find my pants.
Yeah. I think I could see Luke and Michael both
together.
But like, dude, I can't find my pants. Dude, me either. And then one of the other guys walk in and be like, what are you guys doing? Looking for our pants. And then they're like, did you look down?
Number three. Who in Five Sauce tried to take a screenshot of the crack on the screen of their phone?
I don't know why, but I thought Callum. Like, I could see Callum texting the guys being like, guys, I dropped my phone and there's a giant crack. And just being like, look. And Ash being like, you dumbass.
Yeah, it wouldn't be until after he sent it when it was like, oh, wait, hold on. That's like the physical.
Yeah, I see Callum on that one.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be Michael. Michael's too tech savvy. Luke, though, because he didn't even know how to work Instagram Live. Always like, wait, Callum, how do I add you? Wait, Callum, join.
That's true. Good point. Lindsay, thoughts?
I don't know. Like, my mind wants to... I think I agree with the Callum one because I feel like Ashton would be the jackass in the way they'd be like, you idiot. Like, really? Like, Ashton would be the one to call them out, whoever it was.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I think I have to go with the Callum.
Cool.
Awesome. I mean, honestly, though, Callum and Luke, I could see each one of those.
Yeah. I could see them going back and forth discussing it.
Like, yo, try screenshotting it like this. Maybe to do this.
Maybe screen recording. Maybe if you screen record it, it'll show.
Put it in light. Turn your brightness up.
Did you try putting it in rice?
All right, moving along. I think these get slightly more interesting.
That was a good pun intended there, huh?
Moving along.
Oh, I did not even know. I cracked myself up. Okay. Who in Five Sauce was trying on a coat at a store only to find out it was another customer's coat that they had set down while trying on something different?
Michael. She's picturing it. Michael.
It's Michael and Luke. They'd be doing it like together. Like I think of these situations together. They'd be like, oh my god, look at that coat, dude. Oh my god, let me try it on.
Poor Luke. He's been mentioned every single time.
This is with love.
Yeah, that's true. So who in Five Sauce bumped into a mannequin, realized it was a mannequin, said, "Oh, sorry, I thought you were a person," to the mannequin.
When I first heard it, I pictured Callum.
Yeah. Like bumping into it, be like, "Oh, sorry."
But I also pictured Luke.
I pictured Michael.
Oh, Michael's a good one too.
It's Michael
like
would
wearing like hand, like, oh, I'm sorry.
Literally.
Like, you know, okay? Talk.
My mind went to Sierra. Like, I know we're talking to boys, but like, I could see Sierra doing that and just like,
yeah,
go on that route.
But then I also see Luke, of course. Like, I just, I'm so sorry.
Because he's just funny without knowing he's or trying to be funny, I guess.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe him. So that one's a toss-up, except for Ashton. Ashton's too level-headed for most of these. Okay, this one's kind of dumb. But who in Five Sauce saw some baby horses, but couldn't think of the word for baby horses, aka foal. So they said, look at the horse kittens.
Luke Hemmings.
Is it bad I was about to ask what a baby horse is called?
I didn't know that that was what they were called.
I almost had a cast.
And that's our education system for you. And we went to an ag school.
We already talked about
that. That's unfortunate.
We didn't take ag classes.
We didn't take ag.
Okay.
But it was an ag school.
I think Luke, though.
Luke Hemmings, full on, with full confidence, too.
Yes. So, last one that I have today is who in Five Sauce reenacts the opening scene of Lion King with their dog?
Michael. Or Callum.
Michael.
Michael Clifford.
Could be good too. I could just picture South being a Simba.
Everyone, just imagine Luke Hemmings picking up Petunia and doing that real quick. Just think about it.
Oh, I did.
I mean, he's picked her up and done like squats with her before. I could ever imagine above his head, though.
Everything the light touches, Petunia, is yours.
You started singing it and it said playing music.
Tegan.
My computer asked if you were playing music when Tegan started singing.
You know what? That's a sign. You're clearly meant to be an artist, Tegan. Go for it.
See, I'm not that bad, guys.
You haven't heard with our microphone.
Well, that's all I have for the segment. Shout out to good old Google and BuzzFeed and who knows what else for those topics.
That was awesome.
That was so much fun.
So, that's all. So that's it for the first episode. You've quickly learned about us and the beginning of Five Sauce, and we really look forward to sharing the rest of their story with you over the coming year.
Feel free to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok to keep up with all things Five Sauce.
And if you want more behind-the-scenes content, be sure to text us at 1-323-622-7448. You'll get reminders about events in Five Sauce history, tour dates, music videos, and all things 10 years of Five Sauce.
See you next month. Bye.